Dr. Rozzy.
And this is Nancy. And collectively, this is The Love Bites. And welcome to everyone that is listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you may have listened in last week when we were talking about role playing and whatnot, and kind of just a construction of that and how fun it can be to plan something like playing cops and robbers, or I don't know, prison inmates and prison guard.
That's what you want to be playing, huh?
Absolutely. But one of the role plays that got a little bit more attention and a little bit more spiked some interest was kidnapping.
Take a deep breath. But before we get into kidnapping, we do want to take care of some administrative stuff.
Oh, yes, please.
So definitely check us out on iTunes. Download our episodes if you aren't able to catch them on Sunday nights. Also, like us on Facebook, The Love Bite. Mm-hmm. We're under Skid Row Studios. And you can also follow us on Twitter, novice_Nancy and Dr_Rozzy. And doctor is just DR.
Yep.
Yeah. So now that we've done that, mm-hmm. we can talk about our kidnapping scenarios.
I was so disappointed last week because there was supposed to be kidnapping.
There was
supposed to be kidnapping. Miss H and I had talked about that.
I love how you giggle.
She makes me tingle in my special places.
Special places. That's right. Special places.
Places. Yes. But unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. So hopefully another time it can happen. Mm-hmm. We talked about it again today. It was just kind of exciting. But anyways. All right. So let's say that you have decided that you are going to kidnap your lover.
Mm-hmm.
And it would require a lengthy, semi-lengthy conversation, because you certainly don't want to, you don't want to force a situation on someone where it could bring up some pretty rough emotions. So there's you know, things that need to be negotiated beforehand. And with that, of course, since we've described earlier, safe words. We're gonna take you through a role play of our own.
I will be subbing for Nancy tonight.
Oh shit!
Role reversal, right?
I know. Oh my goodness! Somebody told me that I have like an inner dominant, and it's not that I don't consider myself dom at all. It's just that there are certain things that really fucking amuse me, like super, just make me excited.
I could see you in that role, though. I could see you in that role.
Well, I'm a voyeur, so sometimes just watching other people do shit, it's just like porn. It's porn.
Yeah, no, it's definitely really like watching. I love being a voyeur and everything, but I can personally see you in that role. Like if somebody assigned it to you and said, okay, now you're going to top this, or you're going to adopt to this person.
If Ms.
you,
H, yeah.
I can see your inner bitch come out. I don't know if that's appropriate to say, but I can totally see it come out.
Well, yes, I'm more of a second in command kind of person. So I'm the person, I make shit happen.
The reason I know is just your whole spoon incident today. Oh no. And like the way your little spoon went out in the air, I was like, yeah, she could do this.
So, yeah, no, to make myself clear, I had to be holding the spoon in my hand. And with that, say no.
Yeah, but you could have shanked somebody with that spoon.
Yes, I could have. Would have been more effective with like a spork or something. But anyways, I'm totally getting off topic.
No, but we were talking about how you could be a dom.
I could. I suppose I could.
So, if it's not your preference, you could still totally do it.
I guess if I had to. Well, like tonight.
Are we obligated?
Oh, goodness. Anyways, so Dr. Rozzy and I have decided that we're going to pre-negotiate a kidnapping.
My kidnapping.
Your kidnapping.
I've done the kidnapping. Now I'm going to be the nappy. I've been the napper.
The napper.
Now I'm going to be the nappy.
So one of the first things that I would ask Dr. Rozzy is if she would she be okay if it's not just you and I, if I'm not the only one that's kidnapping you, maybe I want to have people helping me out, How do you feel about other people participating?
Well, who are these people? Like, who do you have in mind?
Probably close friends or like other kinksters, because it would be really hard to explain to a vanilla friend why I would want to kidnap you. Whereas someone who's already into kink, you know, they'll kind of already know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So they can make it a little bit more realistic.
Do I know the kinksters?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that.
All right. Cool. How do you feel about me taking pictures?
Is it going to be pictures of my face?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Would it make a difference to you?
Yeah, I would say pictures are okay as long as it's not of my face.
Okay, public or private use for myself?
From certain angles, it would totally be okay for public. Because I know afterwards, I would totally feed off on seeing my pictures.
All right, good to know. Mm-hmm. Good
so
to
certain
know.
Angles would totally be okay.
Would it be okay if, like, say, had a couple of friends who wanted to watch from afar? I mean, not like
same
directly.
Friends that were involved, or is this adding other people?
Other people. They wouldn't be involved like physically, but maybe they want to watch from afar. Would that be okay?
Do I know them?
No.
Hmm.
But they're people that I know. You and I in a relationship. Trust by proxy.
Let's slow it down there. Trust by proxy. That's something I would have to consider.
Okay. All right. We can revisit that then later. So if I'm kidnapping you, do you want to maybe go down? I don't know. Do you want to
you want to always go down. Yes.
I want to make you my slave. Would you be okay with that?
Total submission degradation slave or?
Well, more just. No. See, you're getting ahead of yourself.
Well.
But I'm saying, like, as opposed to, like, be, like, let's, I don't want to make you, like, my, you know, my bitch, you know?
No, we can't do this. No.
I wanted you to serve me. What if I wanted you to serve me? What if I want, like, in our definition of a slave, what if I wanted to use you solely for sexual pleasure?
I would have to consider that, too.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, not bad. In terms of, like, obedience and stuff? How would you fight back? Would you?
In a kidnapping scenario, yeah. Okay. That would be part of my need, the fighting back.
Do you want to, like, verbally resist or just physically?
Both. I'd like to do both. Okay. I don't want to limit myself.
Will you allow me to overpower you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is it okay if I put a collar on you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like where this is going.
Mm-hmm. Can I dress you up in a bunny outfit and...
Wait. All right. Is this one of the people?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No.
Yes, bunny's okay.
Okay. Can I dress you up as anything I want to dress you up as?
Well, what are some of the things you have in mind that you'd like to see me in?
Can I put you in, like, a little girl's dress, like a frilly dress, and then, like, give you, like, a lollipop and stuff?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
You gonna curl my hair, too?
Pigtails.
Pigtails? Pippi. Yes.
All right. Okay, cool. Is there any kind of, like, should I know about any, like, medical issues that you've got or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, I do have asthma. Okay. So you'd have to bring my inhaler. If I don't have it on me already.
Are you on any blood thinners?
No.
Okay, I'm not. Okay. What is going on? Is there a caller? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. So I have a question about role playing.
Go for it.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay, cool. So my boyfriend always wants me to call him daddy, and although I get excited, I can't help but get a visual of my own father. And in a strange way, that kind of turns me on. Am I a freak?
I don't think so. Not one fucking bit. What do you think, Dr. Rossi?
No, I don't think so either. Like, that is your parental dominant figure, so it is probably where your mind goes. So, no, but ultimately, you know that your boyfriend is your boyfriend, and I think that's where the difference is.
Is that a Freudian thing, like the Oedipal theory or whatever?
Yeah, the Oedipal thing is where you want to conquer your parent of the opposite sex. And but you over what's it called? You work through that, and that's when you pass on to the next stage.
Yeah, well, sometimes, like, while it's happening, like, I get turned off because it's my dad. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I like the fact that you want me to call you daddy, but then, like, I go to my mind, and it's, like, my father, and I just get, like, torn.
I think with age play, it's very important to make the distinction that it doesn't always have to be sexual. So maybe when you feel yourself going into that, oh, my God, I'm calling you daddy, and that's the same thing I call my own, like, real bio daddy. Mm-hmm. kind of reel yourself back in.
I think one of the things would be, like, what we talked about last week, and I don't know if you listened to our show last week, but we talked about the red light, yellow light, green light. So if that image is starting to come into your head, I would say maybe that'd be a yellow light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then maybe something else that you could try is maybe if you do call your dad daddy, maybe with your boyfriend, you can call him papi.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can try calling him something a little different that kind of has that same
authority.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope that we've been some help.
Sure, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
Lovely. Now, where were we with our kidnapping, role playing, and negotiation?
Jeremy was dressing me up in bunny outfits, and you were dressing me up in little Shirley Temple outfits.
Oh, goodness. Oh, and then I asked you about medical issues.
Oh, yes, and I told you what my medical conditions are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about your limits. So, in terms of your limits...
anal play is out of the question. I've said it on every show. That's a no-no.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
I don't know if you can hear me. You guys sound a little muffled on my end, but can you guys hear me okay?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? I have a question, I guess, in terms of, like, loosening up or losing my own inhibitions. Yesterday, my husband and I kind of wanted to do something similar where, you know, I wanted to kind of just go out and be kidnapped, and not in the sense, maybe a little different. I just wanted, you know, to be free and to do something different and kind of wild, I guess, in my own little world.
Preach.
And I couldn't do it. I'm sorry?
No, I'm saying preach. I'm like totally, yes, I'm in complete agreeance. Uh-huh.
And I couldn't do it. Like, and towards the end, you know, of the night, you know, he kept on kind of asking me, what do you want to do? And I could understand that, you know, he wanted a little bit more, but my own, I just couldn't do it. My own inhibitions, my own fears just stopped me from doing something, you know, fun or crazy. And I don't know. I don't know if you guys have any advice on that or how to work through that. I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, you're totally making sense. And I feel like I can personally relate to you because there are things that I'm into that even still now, like today, in fact, we were talking about one of these items. Me and Dr. Rosie were talking about one of these items that, you know, I'm still kind of like in the closet about, don't really know. Mm-hmm. And it's my own hang-ups because I'm kind of like, I'm judging myself. Other people are going to judge me. So, of course, you know, you are your own harshest critic. So, you know, there are probably a lot of these things where it's overwhelming. You want to do it, but there's that thing that holds you back because you're, you know, a little scared. And I think that one of the things that at least for me has eased me into doing those things that I've so desired is making myself as educated about it as I possibly can. So, you know, that because you are doing something new and it is a little bit unknown. And yes, all of these things are super exciting, but what makes it even more exciting is when you've gone out, you've done the research, you really feel like you have a full grasp of all of this. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. you know, and it's funny because it's something simple. Like, we've done it before, which is, I mean, I think he wanted to go to a strip bar, which we've done before, and I just couldn't do it. Like, I was just, like, really ambivalent about it. And we sat in the car for a couple of minutes, and he was like, well, what do you want to do? You want to go in home? You want to go to the house, or do you want to go? And I was, like, really ambivalent about it. Mm-hmm. And it was just weird. It's, like, kind of... like, how do I let go? How do I? And he's so open about things. He is just amazing and awesome. And he lets me explore and, you know, do things at my own pace. But it's like kind of like, I just want to knock myself, you know, just knock it out. It's like a wall that stops me. I just want to knock it out so I can go through it and, you know, do stuff that are fun and wild or different, you know?
Right. But, you know, but don't. Don't be too critical of yourself, because I think it's amazing in and of itself that you recognize that you have these desires, that you want to do these things. That's definitely the first step.
And definitely one of the things that came to mind is, I know if you were just kind of doing it yesterday on the spur of the moment of, oh, this is what I want to do, maybe some more prep time. I don't know what you think about that, Nancy, about if she already made it to the parking lot. Next time should be a little bit more prep for herself to get her to be able to go in, since she does have some of these hesitations.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with these kind of things, you can never communicate too much. So, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, maybe just sit down and, you know, talk to him, ask him, you know, how he felt, and, you know, try to share a little bit more about what your apprehension was. You know, it might be that just talking through it, talking through the event will help you then reattempt at a later date.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully. Because absolutely. I do want to go, and I know that he does too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something cool that we can share together, you know, that I feel comfortable, but it's just my own self.
Absolutely.
But I like that, talking to him.
Yeah, strip clubs are awesome, especially when you're a couple, and then it's all hot because then it's you and the stripper, and then it's getting him all hot and stuff, and then you can go home and have some dirty ass sex because you're all riled up and shit. Yes. Yes.
Well, you might not even have to go home. You could do it straight in the car.
Yeah, or that, yes.
Some public play.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
That's a good idea.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you so much for calling.
No, thank you. I love your show. You guys are awesome. I tune in every week, and you guys are great.
Aw, thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, sweet. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So are there any... Can you be on your knees for a good period of time?
I know I would probably have to shift every couple minutes. Well, not maybe probably, like, depending on how long I'm going to be on my knees. I know I do have trouble standing at times.
Yeah.
Or having my legs too straight because I have a damaged ankle.
Got it.
That would be a thing that we'd have to be conscious of.
All right. Yeah, I can keep that in mind. Now, let's talk about getting sexual.
Yes.
Would you be...
The answer is yes.
Would you be strongly opposed to fisting?
Yeah, because I've never done it before. So you definitely would have to work me up to that.
Okay, but for this, for the kidnapping, would it be okay if, like, I mean, would I be able to attempt to?
Oh, yeah, you can definitely attempt.
Okay.
I'll definitely have my safe word in play, though.
All right, okay. All right, cool, mm-hmm. cool, cool. All right, and if I wanted to stick something up your butt?
No.
That's definite no.
Okay. Definite that's no. A no.
Okay. All right, okay.
That's my limit.
All right.
I said it's exit only.
This is true. This is true. I think that this is a very good time for a break. So please, everyone that's listening, please stick around, and we'll definitely get through the rest of our little negotiation, and we'll get Dr. Rozzy kidnapped in a hot second.
You want to stick something up my butt? No,
I'm going to respect your limits. That's what I'm going to do. Because you know what? I'm that kind of lady.
You know, but I can use some pushing, maybe.
Okay.
You can push my limits a little bit.
All right, then.
What is it? What'd you call it? Testing the waters. But right now, we're going to listen to Are You Ready for the Sex Girls by The Gleaming Spires.
Are you ready for the sex girls? The hot, hot, lead, hot, big, hot girls. The right, ultraviolet, nice. for the sex girls, the fine, fine, super special real sex girls. Are you ready for the best girls, the niche, niche, big west girls? There's a knock on your door and they're there in your house. If you can't talk love, then you better get out. They are women without any faults, and they are never accidental.
We are back, and we just wanted to remind you guys that our shows are on iTunes, so please subscribe, download, pass it on to your friends. It's just not suitable for work. Mm-hmm. And definitely like us on Facebook, The Love Bite. And again, we're on Twitter. If you don't want to call in, and but you do have a question for us, please tweet us. And we know that Nancy loves getting tweets.
I love it. Well, so. See, right now, though, my phone is not between my legs, so it's not having
but
that.
They can tweet you during the week.
Oh, during the week,
they can only
yes.
tweet you today.
This is true. My phone is strategically placed between my thighs for that particular reason.
See, so please definitely send her a bajillion tweets. Get her off at work and her, what is it, Twitter screen name? Or her...
My handle? My Twitter handle?
Is novice underscore Nancy. And I'm DR underscore Rossy. R-O-I-S-S-Y.
And if you're listening right now and you want to jump into this conversation, please feel free to call at 800-893-9562. Well then, where were we? Oh, that's right. Getting sexual with you.
Ooh.
So we talked
Nancy,
about...
Nancy, I didn't know this side of you. Well, I did, but not with me.
Do you want to go... If I want to get sexual with you, would you be okay with me not using protection to make it more realistic? Or what do you want?
Well, it depends on what you're going to be using. And I know on our very first podcast, we did put it out there that, you know, the toys that you use should be safe. So if you are going to be using a safe toy, then yes, that's fine.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Cool. Let's talk about... getting intoxicated. Now, ooh. The idea of using chloroform is totally fucking awesome to me. However,
not very legal.
Not very legal. But I was hoping that maybe we can somehow, like, you know, recreate that kind of like effect. Like if I use like, you know, sugar water or whatever on you.
Okay. I could do that.
Yeah, right?
I could do that, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Glad.
Or you could be trying to, like, you know, drop something in my drink, you know. You drop a little Tic Tac in there or something.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm cool. Like, oh, my God.
And then you're, like, damsel in distress. And then mm-hmm. I'm like,
I can totally see you doing that though.
Doing that? doing what?
That, like when I'm pretending that like my eyes are closing, I can see you like over me, like
I'm gonna touch you all inappropriately.
Don't touch me here. As I cover myself, I'm a lady.
Oh. Okay. Now I know that like you're kind of like iffy on like bondage and stuff. So I just want to check with you. Would you be more comfortable with your hands behind your back, front?
Well, honestly, if you can recreate like the opening scenes of Salt, where Angelina is like sprawled out on the floor, I'm okay with that.
All right. Can I employ like other, like, can I tie your ankles together?
Yeah, just be careful with my right one.
Okay. All right.
Cool. But you could do that. You can. In my mind, I would see myself more spread eagle, but if you want to tie them together,
well, hey, then you, yes. You may end up spread eagle. You don't know that.
I hope.
I don't know that. All right. Cool. Perfect.
Hey, so sexually, how far does this type of event go? Like,
it can go as far as you negotiate it.
Well, Nancy told me she was going balls deep with me, so I'm hoping that's
balls
how sexual.
Deep.
I hope that's how sexual it'll get.
Well, yeah, we're getting to that one.
So we're talking like vibrators come out and strap-ons and.
Oh, I'm talking about maybe like simulated rape.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So, you know, just taking her by force.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. And I mean, of course, using toys like that, unless she tells me that certain toys are not okay. Are any toys not okay?
Anal toys?
Okay.
Unless if they've been in the ass, in the anus before, then it can't go in my vagina.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, no.
Okay, all right.
Maybe.
So no butt plugs.
No butt plugs.
Okay. All right.
No anal beads.
Do you see that would be something maybe that in the future we would try?
You can start with your pinky.
Okay. All right. I can deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can work with that. Let's talk about your pain tolerance. Do you think you have like a high threshold for pain? Or?
If you're going to be doing it on my back, my threshold is high.
Really?
It's very high. Like these. Yes. Like this. All the way. Just not on my palms. On my palms, it's very, very low. Like even that right there is like hurting. My back, my butt. Probably my thighs, very high.
Okay. Total side note. Did you ever get like in school when you were a kid? Did you ever get hit on the knuckles with like a ruler?
No, I was a good kid.
I was not a good kid.
No, I was a good girl. I was a good girl, and I never got in trouble.
So, what about if can I use nipple clamps on you?
You know what? I've never used nipple clamps before.
Okay.
So I would really be on like. If there was a sign that you could let me know, like, okay, here they come.
Or how about prior to, the kidnapping taking place, what if I started introducing them, like, whenever, like, we're being sexual with each other? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that would.
And then that way, by the time we get to the kidnapping, you're already...
Yes, that actually works better for me.
Fantastic. All right, cool. Can I leave marks on you? Let's say, for instance, I'm going to...
Yeah, totally. Not on my neck, though, because, of course, of work and, mm-hmm. like, here, which is, like, my upper chest.
Uh-huh.
But you run a train on my back. Yeah, I know you like that.
Can I, in terms of, like, erotic humiliation?
Well, what do you have in mind?
Well, I mean, I love calling people names. So, but I don't know if you're okay with being called a bitch and a whore and a slut and all of the above and a cunt and
you
just
know what?
All of that.
Like maybe just because cunt does have so many like other charges to it, it would have to be like worked up. Like that couldn't be the first one you
no,
used.
No. Okay.
But you can start with bitch, whore, everything, and then work your way and then cunt would be like the icing on the cake.
Can I call you a puta?
Yeah.
All right. Can I spit on you?
Not on my face.
Okay, but I can spit
on like on my boobs. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Spit on my boobs.
All right. Awesome. Jeremy, is there something you'd like to share with the class?
No, I mean, keep going down the list.
Jeremy's like, can I spit on you? You can spit on my butt, Jeremy.
Oh, thanks, I think, right?
And last but certainly not fucking least, safe words. What's going to be your safe word?
Skid Row.
Okay. So now, whenever you say Skid Row, do you want me to slow down and check in with you? Do you want it all completely to stop? What, you know?
You know what? I personally would prefer the sequential one, like
green, yellow, red.
Okay. Because, like, if I do want you to keep doing something, but I don't want you to take it to the max, like, I would like to say, hey, yellow, and then it'd be, like, for example, like, if you're spanking me, and mm-hmm. you're going really hard, and I could still tolerate that, but no more than that, then I'd like to say yellow, and that's where we're stopping, instead of just saying Skid Row and stopping it.
Okay. All right. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
And I like the idea of shouting Skid Row in the middle of receiving much pleasure.
Can I get a recording of that just so I could use it as a promo?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
As long as it's an audio recording.
Okay. How about this? At the end of our show, may I paddle you? And then you can use Skid Row as your safe word.
That sounds great.
Okay. Look at you turn all red. Oh, my goodness. You know, we're having one of those moments where, like, we're friends. We're totally crossing over to that, oh my God, there's going to be something erotic happening.
Goodness. I'm sorry, whoever's listening. But, yeah.
You're doing it all for the sake of the show.
Yes, I am doing it for the show. I'm invested in this 100%. So, yes, please feel free.
All right. So, you've just heard us go through our pre-negotiation. And as the person who would be kidnapping you, I would probably do this maybe a month and a half in advance of the time that I'm actually planning to kidnap you, because I don't want to take away that element of surprise.
Okay.
And then at this point, you know, we've kind of gone through the specifics of it, and, you know, we've already talked about it, and we're talking about it during a time when we're not being intimate. We're just sitting at a table, you know, having a beer or some coffee or whatever.
Some water,
yeah.
So today is the 28th, so expect it anywhere but after September 28th or closer to the 28th.
You know, it would be my personal preference. I think if I wanted to kidnap you, and say, for instance, I wanted to take you to a really seedy motel.
Oh, my goodness. A no-tell motel?
I can suggest a few.
Damn.
But, yeah, so that was... it would depend on, those kinds of logistics that I'm wanting to take care of. So, you know, it wouldn't be something where, we would negotiate it and then, tomorrow. Because you'd already be expecting it. And then it'd take away that element of surprise.
That's true. Surprise.
That's important to me.
But Nancy, I thought in your situation, you knew exactly what day it was supposed to be.
This is true.
Because I agree with you. I think the element of surprise is necessary almost to make it feel that good.
Yeah. No, you're right. I think what happened with me and Miss H is that we hadn't really talked about it. And it was more one of those, we're going to do this and it's going to be fun and playful. But I really don't. I mean, we didn't get to do it. So I don't know what that would have looked like, but we talked about it today, and I'm looking forward to the day that it happens. I just know there's going to be trunks involved or something. She tells me that car trunks are
swim trunks.
No, car trunks. Oh, a car trunk. She tells me those are pretty comfortable. So
I was making a joke.
Anyway,
her head is somewhere else.
You know, Miss H is in my head, so when that happens, I'm just kind of elsewhere. Anyways. So we've already negotiated this, but now we have to talk about supplies. So now I know what your limitations are. What are the things that you are willing to try with me? So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make sure that I have all these supplies together. I'll, you know, if you didn't say I couldn't cane you, so I might take a cane with me.
Lord, now that I know, can I say no? No caning.
You
could bring the vampire gloves.
I could bring the vampire gloves. Yes.
Wait, explain what those are, because I don't think we've explained what those
okay.
are.
Okay. These are magical items. These are magical items. Okay, so if you can just imagine leather driving gloves, whatever. And on the fingers, on the palm side, it has these little needle spikes, very fine, just really super fine. So when you rub your hand on someone's skin, it can create a sensation of tickling or pain or what have you. So yeah, but anyways, That's probably one of the items that I would bring with me, because you said I could, you didn't say I couldn't miss with your tits. So there's that.
Just don't poke like nipple.
Oh, well.
Like, don't go in there and like poke it. It's future feeders here.
Future feeder.
Yeah, for my kids. So don't puncture any more holes I naturally came with.
And you and I wouldn't be, we probably wouldn't be engaging in something like this unless we were like, you know, in a pretty consistent relationship and we knew each other pretty well. So I, you know, that's something that I might know right off the bat you wouldn't be okay with.
Mm-hmm. But you can run a train on my back, like I said.
Look at you. Mm-hmm. So you need to get together all these supplies and just make sure you, it, kind of just your go live bag for when you are able to take the days off that you need. Maybe it's an entire week and maybe it's just a night. I don't know. But that way you don't have to worry about these things. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pack the duct tape. I'm going to pack the dildos. I'm going to pack everything.
The strap-ons. No, we left those at home?
No. Oh. we want to stay legal. Kidnapping, abduction is, after all, pretty much against the law. So, and that's why in the beginning of our negotiation, I talked about having other people involved. And other people, for me, mean people who are kinky because they get it and they know what's up. They know not to do something to draw attention mm-hmm. to themselves while they are putting you into an unmarked van. Just saying. So you want to stay conscious of those things. No, no, no. What else am I missing for preparation?
For prep? I don't know. That's not part of the... Well, I know for sure when we were talking about this, or pre-talk before to our actual negotiation, my specific aftercare items that I requested.
Oh, yeah. So part of your, you know, your supply bag is also to get together those items that your partner may need for afterwards. Mm-hmm. And in a little bit, we'll go into aftercare and we'll go into detail about... I told you I was going to burp. It just happened.
So unladylike.
So let's say the go live day has come. And I'm going to do this. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be the sexual experience of your life.
I'm ready.
So what I would probably do is, you know, go over that pre-negotiation, make sure, all right, this is fresh in my mind. She told me that I can't stick things up her butt, so I'm not going to, like, forget that I can't do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just keep something like that handy. Take notes. I mean, when you're going through that pre-negotiation, who the fuck says you can't write shit down? Write shit down. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, you can get creative within the limits of your partner. Just saying. So let's say that I have had you picked up in an unmarked van and I've had you conveniently placed in a seedy motel room and you are blindfolded with your hands behind your back tied, and I walk in and I employ all of these measures and we go through all of this and it's amazing. And of course, I'll check in with you periodically, make sure you're okay.
And then one of the things that I said, and I'm,
yes,
I guess this is a good example of how even if you're moving on to the next step, you can always go back. My contacts, remember?
Like, oh my goodness.
I need like a specific blindfold that won't be too tight because of my contacts.
Right. And so in talking about medical considerations and things mm-hmm. like that, you know, knowing that your partner's going to need something or the other, or that something's going to have to be modified. So I know that for Dr. Rozzi, she needs like her contact lens solution. So if I'm going to kidnap her for the entire weekend, I want to make sure that I've packed that along with the canes and the whips and
the
everything.
Canes.
Yeah, sure fucking did. Yeah. Anyway. So I want to have those things with me. And because I know that Dr. Rozzi also has like some asthma issues, and I'm also going to pack an inhaler because, you know, there is that whole, oh my God, I'm being kidnapped. Oh my God, I'm having anxiety. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm having an asthma attack. It can slowly get up to that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to end up at the hospital, just at the seedy motel.
Exactly. So, you know, just being aware of all of these things that you've already discussed while the event's going on, and just being very aware of the person that you're kidnapping and kind of where their mind is. Mm-hmm. So we've gone through this entire thing and I've got you all riled up and I've used and abused you and...
Profusely,
endlessly, where you thought it was never going to end and nobody was going to come to your rescue.
Can I have a hero? Can I be saved?
Oh my God, do you want to make it a threesome?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. And then, yeah, we could do that. I'll kidnap you, and mm-hmm. then part of that is going to be that someone's going to come in and try to save the day. And then we end up having a threesome.
I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. You see? This is why pre-negotiation is great, because mm-hmm. then...
It's brainstorming.
You brainstorm, and there are things that you didn't realize that you wanted to do with your partner, where then it's like, bam, idea. Just saying. Just
It's going to be a Rossi sandwich.
Oh. You okay over there, Jeremy?
That's a nice one.
And you know, we haven't even had as much booze as we usually have, or I haven't.
You know what? We're more creative without wine.
See, and this is why they say no playing while drinking. There's mm-hmm. people stay sober when you're doing this kind of shit. I'm just saying.
You can act drunk.
You can, yeah, absolutely, you mm-hmm. can. But please don't be drunk. Don't be high. Just don't do it. Just save yourself some problems. Anyway.
So the double stuff. I hadn't thought about double stuff. Now I am.
Whoa, hold on. did I miss something? Double? What's the double stuff?
Like when there's two in there, when there's only supposed to be one.
Two and two in one, or one in each?
One in each, I think, is what she's talking about.
Maybe one in each.
Just saying.
Or both.
Exactly.
Or both, yeah.
You're taking notes, Nancy? Or?
No, actually, I'm reading a tweet that someone sent to me.
I thought you were just writing all this down.
She's like, double stuff, Rossi?
No, and a friend on Twitter said, he tweeted me, and he says that he's done a kidnapping, and he had four guys grab her and stuff her into a body bag and then threw her into the trunk of a car. That's amazing. You're my hero. See, and because I know you're listening, I've said that I wanted to meet you. Now I want to meet you even more than I already fucking did. Jesus Christ. Anyways.
Body bag. Damn.
What were we talking about?
Double stuff.
Oh, the threesome?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So that's another aspect that we hadn't explored, that then we can, if we were going to do this together, then we would go back to our negotiating and totally do that.
Okay.
So let's say I've used and abused you and just, you know, have left you in an exhausted heap on the floor. Well, not in a CD motel, because that's just gross.
Yeah, no. And please, if it is going to be in a CD motel, I do request our own, like, blankets or something. Because, right. Yeah. Let's go to IKEA and get some of those cheap blankets.
Cecil Hotel, right across the street.
There.
Stay in one of the shared bathroom rooms.
Damn. Could be handcuffed in the shower for a while. Hoping someone will find me.
And then the wrong someone is going to find you.
Oh, Lord.
That would be pretty fun, actually, if you were handcuffed in a shared bathroom in the Cecil Hotel and people are just walking in randomly.
Oh, my God. Stop right now, Jeremy. Please stop.
I just got a text. The Cecil is gross. Why do you know why it's gross? Is that what I'm asking?
You know, sometimes you got to stay at the Cecil.
Exactly. No. I completely agree with that. Sometimes you got to get shit done. It really doesn't matter where the fuck it is, but you got to get it done.
At the Snooty Fox.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
I know the Snooty Fox in South Central, right?
Yeah.
I love their sign.
Yeah. No, my friend stayed there once, I think, with his girl. He's like the Snooty Fox, that there's mirrors on all the walls and even on the ceiling.
So let's say I've left you in a heap and you're just totally, you know, there. So exhausted because I've used you. So now it would, you know, it would be the end of our scene, the end of our kidnapping scene. And I got to take care of you. So one of the first things that I'm going to do is maybe pull out your special pillow that I know that you care about so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know it'll kind of bring you back to that positive space.
Yes.
I'd also probably take out like a blanket and just, you know, hold you, wrap you in it, and just, you know, have you close to me.
Contain me.
Contain you, yes. Contain mm-hmm. you, but not in like the restrictive, like bondage way. More in just, you
more
know.
More the emotional containment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'd probably do that. And because I know that it's important to you to, you know, feel fresh and just everything, and probably take like fresh clothes for you and like shower supplies and things like that. And the entire time I would shower you with positive statements about how well you did and how much fun it was and just how playful you were.
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of praise and positive affirmations for myself.
Absolutely. Because if I've taken you to a place that's like really dark, it's my responsibility
to bring you me back.
Exactly. Exactly. We're going to rain a break for a little bit and give you kitties a little bit of a break from this. What is it?
My kidnapping.
Your kidnapping and
our raunchy moments.
Yes. Our very raunchy moments.
Since you're going to be giving it to me, when you kidnap me, I'm going to give it right back to you. And this one's for you. This one's E.T. by Katy Perry.
Aww. All been fun and great, and I've brought you back to a positive place, I hope.
Yes.
And then,
well, if you have all my stuff that I need to kind of ground myself again, then yeah, like I know I'm a doctor and all, but I do love my pillow pet. So my pillow pet is there, and you know, I have a blanket for that's representative of the emotional containment that I need at that moment. And you are filling me with like praise and affirmations of, you know, everything that I have done. Then yeah, it would be, I would be able to get grounded.
And it would, and I would probably continue to check in with you for a couple of days afterwards, depending on, you know, if I elicited any like really strong responses from you or anything like that.
Like if anything was triggered.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'd probably wait a few days, and you know, just to make sure we're both good, and I would want to like talk about like the what happened. Like, wasn't that so hot? Wasn't that so fucking amazing?
Like, when are you kidnapping me again?
Yes. Or next time, can it be my turn? Because I totally want to be on the receiving end.
Oh, I'll give it to you. All right, I will. We'll pound it into you.
Dang, girl.
Oh, I ain't fucking around. You're going to give it to me, I'm going to give it right back.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what, where we would probably discuss what worked and what we want to improve on. Maybe my technique with the cane isn't that great. And I'm unaware of this. Maybe you want to let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Miss H.
Is she listening?
I don't know, but she said that she's totally going to do this kidnapping. Just saying. Okay.
So she has to be listening.
I'm sure she
to
is.
This. So then Miss H, yes. Kidnap both of us.
Oh, my goodness.
She could have us in separate rooms.
Miss H knows that I don't like to share. I don't like to share. I'm pretty possessive of her.
Oh, of her.
Of her.
Oh, okay. I was like,
oh, not
share
you.
What? No, I wasn't saying me. I was like, what are we sharing? But... Okay, yeah, I guess
yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, then have her kidnap you and I go watch. I could be one of those people that looks through the window. One of those people that knows, but I'm not doing anything about it. One of those shoot the ladies from the corner. One of the comadres.
Mm-hmm. One of those bystanders that yeah. doesn't even bother to call the fucking police and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do you hear her screaming? There could be like a little peephole where I look.
Dang. Oh, man, that would mm-hmm. require some... That would require some discussion. Because I know I've told you that, like, the next time that we go in public, oh, we have a caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure you could hear me.
Absolutely can hear you.
First of all, congratulations to you both on your show.
Thank you.
I think it's an awesome show. I've been listening from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and first time I called, but I'm going to talk about what you guys have mentioned. I guess it encompasses everything, today's show, everything you've talked about, and being that I love foreplay, I think, especially that kidnapping, I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Never done it, but I think it's something good for all the people that are married, have kids, have really not much time to, I know kids take up a lot of time, but, you know, when you want to get intimate, it's a little tough. But yeah. All this foreplay is great, I think, to just kind of spark the fire again.
Right, absolutely. And even just, like, talking about it. I mean, not even doing anything yeah, yet. I mean,
the kidnapping is awesome. I've never done that. I don't even know how to begin doing that, but... I think it's awesome, and all these ideas you guys are giving are great. Mm. But this kidnapping, how? I mean, I've been listening to how you started and you negotiate and all that, but I don't know. It's a little scary for somebody who's never done it before.
Oh, absolutely.
How do you, there's negotiation and all that, but how do you really... bring it up to a person who's, how do I explain it, who has inhibitions too, but you kind of want to do it and you don't know where to start it, how to bring it up. I think
what's important to note is that with something like kidnapping, it requires a lot of trust and a lot of discussion, and it's definitely not something that you just jump into. You know, and I know that Dr. Rossi and I talked a lot about, you know, pain and, you know, all this, you know, dominance and submission and whatnot. And it doesn't have to be that. It can be something where it's romantic and, you know,
It's just the act of like being abducted and taken by force, but not necessarily any of the erotic humiliation has to take place or the bondage or anything like that. It could just be you maybe like just physically submissive without anything else towards your partner.
You can be, it maybe it's also easier to think about it in terms of being someone's prisoner of love, you know? So we talk about like the dirty shit because I like the dirty shit
because
a lot.
She's raunchy.
I am. But I know it can definitely be something that's totally overwhelming. And like I said, what we've discussed tonight is really like, it really is balls to the wall. But you know, just talking about it, that's the best way to start. To even just say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about possibly wanting this. How can we both get something great out of this experience?
So the person who's being kidnapped would know ahead of time when she or he would be kidnapped?
Yeah, I mean, you can know. I mean, I could have given Dr. Rozzi, you know, this like 2-week time span. Say, you know, between today and 2 weeks from now, you're going to be kidnapped. Expect that to happen.
But you just don't know the exact date?
Yeah.
Or it's just a spontaneous act?
Yeah, it can... I'm mimicking a spontaneous act by not telling her the specific date. I'm giving her a range. I'll give her like a range of dates to kind of, you know, gauge it and whatnot. But for me to just pop out of like a fucking dark corner and just, you know, put duct tape over her mouth, that might just scare her a little bit.
That might be pushing my threshold. That might be one of my hard limits. Mm-hmm. Like, let me know, but don't jump out of the bushes. Don't creep in through my window because I'm not going to be okay with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, really what it boils down to is having that discussion and talking about the things that make you uncomfortable, the things that make you very comfortable and very moist. you know, it's just a matter of putting it out there because really you can't make this happen if you don't talk about it. And you know, you can't expect your partner to know what you want or to be able to read your mind. So really your first step would be to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we were talking about is like, Nancy kidnapping me for the whole weekend, which that's something that I would be okay with, being totally submissive to someone for a whole weekend. But maybe yours could just be a couple of hours. It could be just, you know, one day. It doesn't have to be the whole weekend. And that would be part of your negotiation of like, okay, I'm going to kidnap you for an hour. And then the rest of the time will be us playing. So what you want it to lead to.
And it can start off as something, you know, like semi-aggressive, and then once you're both, you know, at the Cine Motel in bed, then it turns into a raunchy lovemaking session. I mean, it doesn't have to, you know, we just wanted to give a very, very broad picture of what it could be, but it doesn't have to be all of that. But what I would definitely say that are maybe some of the basic, just bare bones, is talking about it, and that element of surprise, even if it's just faked surprise.
I mean, I totally love that. Totally, totally love that. And to spark the fire once again, you know, that all that helps. And, you know, arousal, that's important, I think, for a female. And, I mean, all that, it builds you up.
Hell yeah.
Especially when, you know, when, like I said, you have kids and you can't really, you don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just for a couple hours, that kind of gets you going.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it could even be in the middle of the night, like if you know you're putting your kids down to sleep and it's like, okay, well, the kids go to bed at 9, so you know I'm gonna kidnap you like 1-3 hours after they've gone to bed, and you know it could be something like that too. Or if you got a babysitter, utilize the babysitter. Yeah.
But please, if anything, just take from this episode, if anything, just take learning to communicate and negotiate things effectively, because the last thing you want is to be in the middle of something and then it goes wrong and just bad, and then like, no, it totally kills the mood. So definitely talk about shit before trying anything.
All right, well, thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much for calling and
for being such a dedicated listener.
Yes, I've been listening. All right, well, thank you, have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, Miss H.
What did Miss H say now?
Nothing. It's just that once, like, she, you know, says something, it's just like, ah, oh, God. Anyways, yeah. We got together last week. And we had a very special experience. And without making like super long story, so we, you know, I do go over and clean for her on occasion, and this was one of these times where it was just her and I. There was no clothes. There was a lot of like slut shaming and whatnot, and it got really, really, it got pretty crazy. It was really hot. I got to meet the angry Miss H, and that shit was fucking hot. Oh my God, it was so great. was it last episode that Jeremy, that you asked if there had ever been a time that something had gone wrong?
Right.
Well, this week with Miss H, just so that, you know, she and I communicate a whole lot. And this last week, we were going to have this experience. And it started off great. It was super hot. It was great. It was awesome. It was really great. There was nudity, and there was a lot of dirty talking and whatnot. And then something happened where I went somewhere really dark. I went somewhere that was no longer happy. It was no longer arousing or anything. And she picked up on that. She picked up on that, and it stopped what we were doing. Put a complete fucking stop on what we were doing, because I was so upset. Super fucking upset.
So she just hit an area that was she aware of this ahead of time?
No.
So?
No. And so it was a learning experience,
right,
for the both of us in the relationship that her and I are cultivating. You know, she didn't know that this one item was very taboo for me.
Do you want to say what the item was?
Oh, yeah. It was a wet towel.
Okay.
I was down on the floor, and she was whacking me with the wet towel, and the item itself and the sound is just something that brings up really not good stuff.
Right.
So it fucked with me, and so I got really upset. She knew I got upset, and so everything stopped, and everything then just became focused on bringing me back to, okay, we're here, I care about you, you are safe, everything's okay. And so, you know, it just, when things go wrong, you want to stop. You want to stop.
Well, so, I mean, that's bound to happen in any one of these relationships at some point.
Right.
So it's just good that you both are experienced enough to know how to diffuse it or bring it down and get you back into a better place again.
Yeah. I mean, in something like that. And yes, it was bad and it was good, in that when it was bad, it was really, really bad. But it ended up being good, because then we talked about it. Afterwards we went to dinner, but we talked about it a little bit that same night. We kept talking about it the next day. Even then, I wrote her a letter, because it's easier for me to communicate when I write shit down. So it doesn't mean that we're not going to be dirty again together. We most I certainly fucking hope so. that we do. We are going to get dirty again. But it's one of those things where, oh, okay, got it. Now I know that I can't go there, or that I can't do that. And so, we talk about all these things, and you can't expect to get it right every single time. There's going to be little things. And even like as the bottom, like there's things that maybe you never even fucking realized are a tender spot for you. And you don't know that it's a hot button until it gets pushed.
I think one thing, my reaction to what you're saying is that this type of, you know, lifestyle or whatever, It's something that is kind of hard to do with someone that's not involved in the lifestyle, because I can just see, if you were doing this with someone that's not aware of kink or the things that you women are talking about, they might get frustrated or something, or even embarrassed to the point, you know, I would be embarrassed, like, oh man, you know, I really didn't mean to do that, I didn't know. And for me, it would just be like, oh, shit, you know, it would put me in a weird mood. But because you both are aware of this lifestyle, and aware that what can happen when you do push these buttons that maybe shouldn't be pushed, you can bring it back down and bring it back to a better place. Like, there's an understanding there that I don't think would be present if you both weren't aware of, you know, kink lifestyle or whatever.
That, yeah, that's true. I mean, we talk, Dr. Rossi and I talk a whole, we talk a whole lot about communication and negotiating, and it doesn't stop at, like, you know, the beginning of the act. It continues after that. You need to be able to talk about shit. And I know that for myself with Miss H, it's something that we're both working towards. I mean, we are very open with each other, but we could be even more fucking open. And the great thing about kinky people like us is that we play trust games like this all the time. Do you remember when you were a kid and they did that whole thing where you would fall back and the person standing behind you, mm-hmm. would have to catch you? Yeah, it's like we do that, but like sexually.
Right.
To say. So it's pretty cool.
I trust.
You trust?
Let's do trust falls. Let's do kinky trust falls.
Oh, goodness. Well, I think the time has come for...
Ooh, what's coming?
Well, I'm not going to make you come. That's for damn sure.
Oh, well, then you know what? I pass.
But we talked about possibly paddling you and having you use... Skid Row as your safe word. Is that, are you still consenting to such an act?
I'm consenting.
You are consenting.
I am consenting.
All right, let's make this shit happen.
Yes.
So, for those of you listening,
describe the paddle.
Yes.
Well, the paddle is a gift that I got from Nancy because she knows that I do love being paddled and flogged and spanked. And she was on a trip to San Francisco, and in her drunken walking around town, she saw a paddle that's for a doctor that says prescription on it. So my prescription, of
course. Well, it has the RX. It has the symbol. It doesn't say like
that. Oh, yeah.
For it's those the people who don't know.
It's the symbol of prescription, which is RX. And yeah, that's because that's what the doctor ordered.
It's perfect.
So are you going to have me move over there or are you going to come over here?
If you could come over here.
Okay.
And then that way we can move the mic this way. Or you can talk into this mic. I don't need to talk into the mic. You can talk. Oh, my goodness.
So are you just going to bend over or are you going to lean up against the table?
Okay.
So Dr. Rossi is now assuming the position.
And she's so cute. She's totally like, okay, you're just being really cute about it.
What am I doing? I don't even know what I'm doing.
Nancy is behind with the paddle, and the safe word is Skid Row.
Hold on.
You're totally laughing.
Hold on.
Okay,
she's yellow light, please.
Yellow light? All right.
Okay, Skid Row.
Oh, God.
You really?
Were down here. That's why.
No, but you gotta see it more sexual than that.
Oh, Skid Row. Like that?
We're having way too much fun right now.
Now, I know we're kind of playing around, but is there a turn on to this at all? That means yes.
A little bit, yeah. Of course. Of course.
Okay.
I feel that comfortable in our friendship.
It's my commentary, right?
This is our kinky trust fall right there.
This is our kinky trust.
Nice. Trust.
Can we spank?
There's going to be people lining up soon, it sounds like.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this has just turned into something way too silly.
Let's do it.
Wait, what are we doing now?
Second time, right? Nancy's still, or yeah. Dr. Rossi's
That's
still
why I got in this
position.
More comfortable position.
There we go.
Wait, you have to alternate, though.
But I'm right-handed, man.
I know, that's the bad thing, that there's no space.
Oh.
Ooh.
Feather afterwards. Ow. Get a row.
That was a nice little snap. Skid Row.
Well then,
that was great.
And on that note,
I've never paddled anybody. One day you gotta let me paddle just to be the paddler.
I have to paddle you first if I'm...
Okay.
Ooh, it's hot. I need some water.
Well, then.
And there you have it on the Love Bite.
That just happened. This right now, this just happened. Yes.
Dr. Rosie got it.
She should have fucking did. Well, then, it's been so nice. It's been so nice talking about this and just going through kidnapping. God, it makes me want to get kidnapped so much.
I'm going first. You wait your turn.
Oh, goodness.
Because I was the kidnapper, and I have to be the kidnappy.
All right. Well, I hope that that person was taking notes, is all I'm going to say.
I'm sure they were. If not, they're going to have to download this.
Well, they should download it anyways, and so should all of you. Go to iTunes, download the episodes that we already have up, and then this should be up soon, and then it's going to be fantastic, and then you're going to have yourself one kinky-ass time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, it's been nice. We hope everyone has a nice week and just...
a sex-filled week.
Yes. And just remember, there's kink in everything, and if you can't see it, you're not looking hard enough.
Because you're definitely going to find it. So again, add us on iTunes, download us, subscribe, get our podcast, Facebook, like us on The Love Bite, and yeah, tweet us.
Yeah.
Are you worked up a little bit, Dr.
I
Rossi?
I am.
I think this is the first time I've seen Dr. Rossi.
I gotta do what you were doing.
A little flustered, huh?
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta fan myself.
She's finding her special places. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, what was I gonna say? Yeah, just Twitter, Novice Nancy and Dr. Rossi. Have any questions or something you want to talk about? And another thing that we had been talking about is that we actually got requests for songs to play.
That's
so
right.
So if you have a request, if there's something you want to listen to, let us know for the time being. If you're a local band listening, hit us up.
Yes.
So we can play something of yours. Definitely if you're a local band from LA or from anywhere else, if you're listening outside of LA. And the last song goes out to one of my very, 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 very favorite teachers. And it's All You Ever Think About Is Sex by Sparks.
About a sex. All you ever think about is sex.